So it wouldn't be Friday if we didn't speak to Brent Lindeke, the founder of The Good Things Guy. Happy Friday, Brent.
Happy Friday. Yay, I love Friday. It's the best day of the week.
So listen, the one story that I think everyone's talking about and that is just so heartwarming is this guy in the UK who posted on Twitter that he was just having a downer. And everyone responded so beautifully.
Yeah, what's really cool about it, I mean, social media has really brought us closer to together, even though we might live in separate parts of the world. And this gentleman, Edmund O'Leary, he's a proud dad of twin sons, but I think he's a single father, and he was feeling a bit rough over this time during COVID, and he tweeted, and he just said, "I'm not okay. I'm feeling rock bottom. Please take a few seconds to say hello if you see this tweet. Thank you." And the globe, people from all around the world started sending him messages of just encouragement and to let him know that it's okay and needs to hold on just a little bit longer. And some people tweeted him to say that they'd found inspiration from the replies, that they had found themselves in the same place. And, you know, it's proof that social media is not always as toxic as it can be, especially Twitter. Sometimes Twitter can feel like
Twitter
can
be dark, can be very dark. So that is good to hear. So listen, what is
a special story?
It is really. What is the story about the bush pig that was roaming around Sandton and then the welfare organizations got involved to save it? I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, so there was a real wild bush pig that had found itself in the Sandton suburbs, and it was walking around for a couple of days. But luckily, the Johannesburg Wildlife Veterinary Hospital picked up on it. They organized someone to dart the pig. They tracked the pig. They found this bush pig. And apparently, it was in a pretty bad way because it hadn't really eaten or been able to eat while it was in the burbs. But they made sure that it was they got it back to health. They fed it lots of food, and they've taken it back to a suitable area. They have no idea how it got into the burbs. So I'm hoping it wasn't someone's pet that got loose.
A bush pig in the burbs. And then just lastly, Alex Harris. We've been talking about him. He's been doing this race across South Africa, and he's broken the record.
I'm not sure how he did it because I don't think I could have been able to cycle 18 to 20 hours every day. But yes, he broke the record. The previous record was in 2017. It's a 2,150 kilometer challenge across South Africa. And he managed to do it in 9 days and 22 hours, which is like 24 hours shorter
than
the last record. maybe.
Well, thank you so much for bringing us some good news on this Friday.
Thank you. I hope you have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too, Brent. God, we know we need some good news at the end of this week. Brent Lindeke, the Good Things Guy.